much is on Avery Moss to kind of step up with Romeo and OV, you know?
A lot. I mean, you know, luckily for, you know, he's been working pretty hard since we got him and studying really hard. Kid's a smart kid. Smart kid, has a lot of natural ability. And what we've tried to do as a coaching staff and also himself working with him and even like OV talking to him, trying to get him to play to his abilities better and just, you know, try to emphasize the things he does right, you know, like the explosiveness, the get off, things of that nature, being violent with his hands. And I mean, he knows that we're counting on him a lot now. I mean, he has to grow up, you know, and in terms of as a football player, I think he's premature as a person and professional, but I'm looking forward to him getting an expanded role and playing more.
What did you see from him last week when we actually did get on the field?
Last week, what you saw from him, you saw the explosiveness, you saw the, you know, whether it was the violence with the hands, the get off in the pass rush. The thing that was missing probably, you would say, is just the experience, like, okay, you got need to finish here. All right, you need to get into your transition quicker. And all the things he can do is just the process, you know, as a young player, like being able to process it and being able to execute out there on the field at a faster pace. But it'll come out. That's why we like him.
I don't really tell him just to go out there and play and not to think about it.
No, you got to be careful doing that. Like, you know, you want the game. They play the game out there between the white lines, right? And we coach them. We try to give them some tools, some, you know, try to cut down the variables for those guys. And what we do is we go back and we watch the tape and say, okay, see here, you could transition quicker. All right, and just try to bring it to his attention because, I can't control what he sees out there on the field. I could point it out as a coach, and you just hope that with time and with reps and practice, more importantly, that the transition speeds up for him. But he'll be okay. He'll be okay.
How pleased were you to see the run defense this week, you know, Snacks getting in there?
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm a D-line coach. If I wasn't happy with – but, you know, we got a big challenge this week, though, too. But – I mean, I would be lying if I told you that I wasn't happy with the way we played the run. I mean, it's the same challenge that's going to come up this week versus Seattle. They got a good O-line. I mean, those guys play very hard. Their O-line coach gets them to play hard. Those guys, they're executing what their coach wants them to do, and they play with a mean streak. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for those guys. And then you put that with the ball carriers that they have that are dynamic with the ball, whether it's the guys with speed or Lacey with just power. But the key from last week that we're trying to carry over to this week, we have to constrict the space on the field. We got whatever it is in the run game, you got to just constrict the space so there's less lanes for them to run through and do a good job of that. And I think when we went back and evaluated last week, even though we're moving on, that's what happened. The space in there was constricted, and we just got to keep working on doing a better job of that.
You talk about the ball carriers. Mm-hmm. How can you contain a guy like Russell Wilson with his ability to extend the play and whatnot?
And I remember Russ when I was a coach in the University of Richmond, all right? His brother played for us there, and he was, like, worked as our ball guy a little bit. He was a little guy. We tried to offer him, like, in eighth grade, this guy. I mean, I couldn't contain him out there in eighth grade, but we're going to try our best. I mean, the thing is, we got a plan to try to work around that, but, I mean, he's an elite player, you know, and, you know, the guy's been a good player for a long time in this league, and, I mean, he's dynamic with the ball in his hands, whether it's run or pass, but we have a plan for it. I'm not going to get into any specifics, but he's not the only person we have to defend out there on the field either, you know. But we're going to play our defense, defend the field how we know how to in the situation, and see how it plays out.
How unique is that? I mean, he seems to, you know, most quarterbacks take a drop. He seems to drop like 10, 12, mm-hmm. 15 yards even sometimes. How unique is that?
His launch point changes, but, I mean, you know, unique, like, he's different. He's definitely a different player, but I hate when a question about unique over the history of the league. I mean, there's been a lot of players like that, you know, like, so, you know, like, well, whether it was Randall Cunningham or even when Aaron Rodgers is dropping back. But our plan for Russell is just to try to keep everything in front and just, you know, I mean, he's a challenge, but he's a good player. So whatever they're coaching him to do or whatever he's doing as a player, wherever his launch point is, I mean, we got to adjust to that, but it's tough. He's a tough guy to defend. That's the honest truth there.
What gave you guys the confidence to give Dalvin such a big role right out of the gates?
Dalvin Thomas? Dalvin, I mean, the kid is smart. He's tough. And then more importantly, the thing that he does that I give him a lot of credit for, and he's just following the role of his leader, Snacks. All right? This guy practices like it's the most important thing other than the game, which is what, as a coach, you tell him. Practice is the closest thing to the game, so you got to get that right. And that's what he does every day, whether it was training camp, whether it was OTAs. Like, he had a little spell in OTAs where we had to teach him, and even snacks, we had to get him, like, hey, this is how you got to practice this, even though there are no pads on. And I think that transition and seeing how he's grown there as a practice player gives us as coaches the confidence to put him out there on the field. And then in the classroom, his work he does, and it's, all the guys are working like that, but, like, just to be on it, whether it's the tendencies, whether it's the techniques that guys are using against him, noticing different things with different players. That's what makes him smart and tough, and then he executes it out on the field. But I would say Bromley, Rob Thomas, all those guys have improved in that aspect. Go ahead. If that answers your question, hopefully. Okay.
When JPP has the kind of game he just had, what kind of impact does that have on the rest of the guys?
When JPP has the – I mean, when JPP – when the juice – when he – his juice, his energy, it fuels the team, I think. Especially on the defensive side of the ball. You know, he's a pleasure to be around because when that energy comes, like, it's contagious. You know, me personally, I'm a nerd and a D-line coach. Like, I'm usually in a bad mood. Like, it just is what it is. I mean, I go home, I have to take a few minutes to get out of my bad mood. But, like, you know, I'm miserable most of the time. Not in a bad way, but it's not like I have anything wrong with the core. I mean, I just that's my mood. But, like, his energy when he has the juice, like, it's just contagious. And guys get excited. I mean, you know, we were joking on the sideline. I said, can you please get another sack, get it up to three? He's like, coach, it's already at three. I was like, whatever, man, get four then. You know, like, this is – but his juice is always a positive, and, you know, guys will feed off that, but we need it to be every week. It needs to be consistent, and he knows that, and he's working towards that. And I think last week were some steps in practice, especially in practice, that is going to help transfer onto the field.
Two more.
Okay.
He mentioned he wasn't happy with the way he was playing before last week.
Yep.
Did you have to get in his ear? What was your approach sort of getting him back on track?
You have to ask him specifically about that, but I'm always in their ear. I mean, I'm still in his ear. I mean, like, that's what he would tell you. He's like, Pat's always in my ear. I mean, I'm a coach.
You didn't have to change your approach, though, at all?
No, I told you, I'm always miserable. Everything, nothing's good enough. I mean, like, they know that. They know their coach. I mean, I've been like that since day one. They, like, what's wrong with this guy? But that's me. I don't know what to tell them. I don't do that with my wife, though. That would be stupid.
Do you do more with Kennard, you know, working with him now that, you know, you do down a couple of healthy defensive ends and you got to kind of mix it back?
Again, you know, I'm not going to get into specifics, but, you know, you guys are at the field. Sometimes DK's talking to me. Sometimes most of the time DK's talking to Bill. Spags has DK sometimes. I mean, it is – we as coaches, I do what the head coach, Spags had me do, and then whoever I need to talk about whatever the – part of the things that happen on the field that I have to help him with, that's what I do. I mean, so, but DK makes his rounds, whether it's with the linebackers coach, D-line coach, coordinator. I mean, he makes the rounds, so that's what he does.
How do you think he's done when, you know, he's doing stuff pertains to your side of the ball?
Yeah. I think that DK is one of the more consistent players I've ever been around in my career. So, in terms of just the way he approaches the game, and you know, again, as he spends more time with us in the room, just in terms of what we're teaching and how we go about our weekly process, I've seen him grow in that because, you know, he has the linebacker element, then he has the defensive line element. So it's a different process how we go about it, how we prepare for the week. You know, big picture as we narrow down specifically to the people by the end of the week. Okay, you know, okay, this is what they run, but how's he run this? How's he do that? So, like, we go through that with him, and I've seen him grow and mature with that process, and it's a process I learned from older veteran players I've coached before, so.